This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. As you read the book of Nahum, you'll discover the truth emphasized many times throughout the Bible. You reap what you sow. Though God is slow to anger, he must judge moral indifference and wanton rebellion, idolatry, injustice, and violence. Assyria was characterized by these evil characteristics initiated in and from their capital, Nineveh. Nahum was chosen to articulate well in advance what was going to happen. Reading this prophecy, it sounds as though the events have already happened. He taunts them with encouragement to prepare themselves for the impending attack, and then describes how they have been routed. He adds insult to injury by pointing out how all the nations they have terrorized for decades are cheering over their destruction. Their evil escapades had so little resistance that they felt unduly confident, like fully ripe fruit. All the attacking enemies had to do was kick the trunk of the tree and wait for the ripe fruit to fall into their open mouths. Assyria's warriors had developed such a soft underbelly, they were a pushover when God's time for retribution arrived. They had tortured, raped, and ruthlessly left behind only rubble and ashes. Now they were defenseless, and the armies who conquered them took delight in exposing their nakedness for all to see their weakness and shame. It would be as though a horde of locusts swept through the city and countryside, leaving nothing alive. As Jonathan Edwards once said, "It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of an angry God." To review this message, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.